You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Hi, I'm Heather here at the Sound of Life, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Hope you had a great Independence Day. One of the things that I always look forward to when it comes to Independence Day is this little parade, and it's not little, but in the town that I live in. And it's just ever since we moved here 10 years ago, it has been something that I look forward to. And the cool thing is that there's a lot of tractors in it. There's the band and there's a few floats, but there's a lot of farmers that come out with their tractors, and we actually count the tractors, and sometimes we, you know, try to take a guess at how many tractors there's going to be, just to give you a little glimpse. Some years there's been 25, some years there's been 36. Yeah, so that was a highlight of my day yesterday.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead, make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
There are a lot of hurting people around us, and one thing that God has been impressing on me is don't miss the people. I think this was because I was in the Dominican Republic last week, and I wasn't on my phone as much. I wasn't distracted by streaming services, and I saw people. And I want it to be that way in my life as well. I don't want to come back after this trip and miss the hurting people around me, miss the people that I could encourage just a little bit.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
If you are open to it, God may ask you to do some crazy things. And it's all for His glory and all for your good. Spent some time in the Dominican Republic last week, actually seeing the Sound of Life community center that you guys have built in the Dominican Republic. But God asked me to do some crazy things, asking certain people for help, climbing a mountain, stepping out of my comfort zone in some ways with a huge language barrier. But it was all so good. Like, so good. I wouldn't take any of it back, even though there were times where it was awkward, it was hard, it was exhausting. But it was all worth it, and I'm different because of that.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
Want to remind you today that God loves you right where you are, in all your mess. And all your mistakes. I forget this sometimes. I think there's times where I feel like I gotta have it all together, gotta get myself together. It's just not the truth. God loves us. He loves you. He loves me exactly where we are today.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I've recently been thinking about that term, like, don't get bitter, get better. I think that sounds cheesy, to be honest. What it reminds me is that when I hold on to things, when I hold on to unforgiveness, and I don't look past somebody hurting me, someone wronging me, I just get bitter. And I just don't want to be that way anymore. And forgiveness is hard. Like, it's hard for me. It's probably hard for you. But I know that if God's calling me to it, He's going to help me do it.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
You might feel like there's an expectation that you have that's unmet, and you don't quite understand why God hasn't met that. It might be that Jesus has something better for you. That He's not holding out on you, but that He's not meeting that expectation because that's not what He has for you. And I know for me that even when those expectations aren't met, God has something better for me.
The Sound of Life.
If God calls you to something, He will not leave you and He will show up for you. If I had that experience last week in the Dominican Republic, and it was amazing and it was weird and awkward and I was afraid, but God called me to do something. And even though it didn't quite work out the way that I wanted it to, He showed up. And He provided, and He met the need that I had, and He worked out something big in my life. It was definitely worth it.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
Other people's opinions, other people's lives, they have a huge influence on us, right? What if we didn't allow that to be such a powerful force? What if I didn't? While I was in the Dominican Republic last week, I really felt like God was calling me to back off of social media. And part of that is hard because I do social media some for work. But I started to realize that I really didn't post much to social media, but I look at everybody else's stuff and base how my life's going on their social media feed. What? I should not be doing that. I should be basing my life on what God has given me and on His Word, not what other people are doing.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.